November 8th was a shock. I believe that Trump's misogyny, racism, xenophobia, Islamophobia, and basic dishonesty would lead to a rejection by a large majority. I have come to agree with Greg Palast and others that years of Republican strategies to suppress the votes of members of the Obama coalition paid off in some key states. I also agree that the anachronism of the Electoral College must be ended. The will of the people has been thwarted. However, it is also true that many members of the Obama coalition defected to Trump. Some Sanders supporters voted for Trump. These former Obama voters are not racist misogynists. They are people who had expected Obama to make their lives better, and, as I noted in my last commentary, for too many, he hadn't. Had these people believed that the Democratic Party would continue to strive to improve the economy and improve their lives, we would be welcoming Hillary Clinton as the first woman president of the United States. These working-class Trump voters were attracted by his attacks on bad trade deals and his promise to create millions of jobs. They also were attracted by his claim that as an independent billionaire, he was not beholden to the rich and powerful. And he made a big deal about running against Wall Street interests. He promised to drain the swamp in Washington, reducing the power of lobbyists over Congress. He ran as a populist outsider who would shake things up and finally deliver for the American people on the very promises that led to the Obama victories in 2008 and 2012. We are less than halfway between Election Day and Inauguration Day as I deliver this commentary, and we are already beginning to see that just as with Trump University and the Family Foundation, Donald Trump is and always will be a self-enriching con man. How did Wall Street respond when Trump was elected? Did the billionaire class dump their stocks and put their money into safe haven investments in gold or government bonds or foreign assets because they were worried that President Trump would shut down their gravy train? No. The stock market took off in a boom that set new records. Investors know that a Trump presidency with a Republican Congress promises greater enrichment for the haves and the have-mores. Who are the outsiders being brought into the government to shake things up? So far, except for the disgusting Steve Bannon, we see well-known figures like former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and multimillionaire Mitt Romney as possible cabinet members. The new Secretary of Education is a pro-voucher, pro-charter school billionaire, supporter of plans to privatize more of public education. There is even a Goldman Sachs executive as a possible Secretary of the Treasury. And what about the much-touted infrastructure investment projects? You would think that President Obama has tried nothing since 2010. Actually, he has proposed major infrastructure investments in virtually every budget, and the congressional Republicans have resisted almost all of them because they refuse to raise taxes to pay for them. The interstate highway system, the brainchild of President Eisenhower over 60 years ago, it and the various airports, urban mass transit systems, port facilities, etc., have all been bought and paid for with taxpayer dollars. Trump's infrastructure proposal, vague as it is, amounts to nothing but a massive tax giveaway to companies to build things already planned. Look very closely when the proposal actually gets to Congress. You will see virtually no increase in federal spending to build things. The most obvious way to put construction workers to work and improve our infrastructure is to actually raise federal spending, not just grant tax credits. This will increase the amount of construction being done. Workers who voted for Trump, please watch what he does.